It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, April 18th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And yes, we're going to dive into some highly anticipated new records and tell you what we thought about them.
Including, of course, as promised, a deeper dive into Beyoncé's remarkable new live album. But first, there's one music story we definitely had to hit today because it's pretty cool. Bandcamp is launching a new vinyl pressing service, described by Engadget as like Kickstarter for vinyl. Artists will be able to put vinyl records up for sale, but the albums won't be pressed and the buyers won't be charged unless the release sells a predetermined number of copies. That makes it risk-free for artists who might have been hesitant to press a bunch of records they'd be stuck with if they didn't sell.
Yeah, that's the whole deal. That's why so many, we call them baby bands, but, you know, bands that are just starting up, they're not able to have all of these tangible artifacts because they cost a lot of money to produce. But if you can guarantee that there is an audience...
The streaming service is responding to consumer demand. Traditional sales of vinyl through Bandcamp have grown by 600% over the last 5 years, they say. The new vinyl service is launching with just some select artists, with the aim of opening to all artists by the end of the year. Bandcamp also opened its first brick-and-mortar record store this past February in Oakland, California.
So let's now turn to look at these new records. And we're going to start off with the one that on Twitter you said you wanted to hear about the most. And that would be Lizzo. She seems like she's on everybody's lips right now. And the new album from Lizzo, 'Cause I Love You, it feels like a reintroduction to the powerhouse singer. The first full-length put out by Atlantic Records shows off all of the sides of Lizzo. The brokenhearted ballad, the dance club banger, the sisterhood anthem, the cocky ode to loving yourself, a gospel that will take you to the church of Lizzo, and a sexy slow jam for good measure. Every song is infused with Lizzo's high-voltage personality, making each song feel like a direct secret shared with the listener from a good friend. Lizzo is here for you and wants to make sure you know it. Like she says in Juice, if I'm shiny, everybody's gonna shine too. I was born like this, don't even gotta try. I like shouting, nigga, better over time. Heard you say I'm not the baddest bitch you lie. Ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the goose. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. Ain't my fault that I'm out here making news. I'm the pudding in the proof. Gotta blame it on my juice.
Until now, the Isle of Wight has been best known to music fans for being name-checked in the Beatles' When I'm 64. That could change with a new movie hitting theaters this Friday. Teen Spirit stars Elle Fanning as a 17-year-old living on a struggling farm on the Isle of Wight when she gets the chance to audition for a reality TV singing competition. It's a classic underdog story, and writer-director Max Minghella knows that no one really cares about the plot as long as you nail the big moments. The movie includes a very apt musical nod to Flashdance. The soundtrack, which is out now, also has Elle Fanning and her co-stars covering songs by Owl City, Robin, Sigrid, Ariana Grande, Annie Lennox, Ellie Goulding, and even The Undertones, whose 1978 nugget Teenage Kicks is played by a throwback band of clean-cut adolescents. My favorite musical moment, though, comes near the beginning of the movie, when Fanning takes the mic before a sparse audience at the karaoke bar where she works. With only a piano for backing, she sings Tegan and Sarah's gorgeous ballad, I Was a Fool. Your city's walls. Do you remember me as devout? How I prayed for your cause. I stood still is what I did. Love like houses never fixed. I stuck around. I did behave. Saved you every time. I was a fool. Goodbye. Ready to let go. House of Glass. If you haven't guessed by now, those song titles from Social Cues, the fifth Cage the Elephant album, promise a dark breakup album. Lead singer Matt Schultz just went through a divorce, and feelings of anger, sadness, and bitterness wash over every song.
It's glam rock in the minor keys. Don't you worry, baby. No sis trying to change it. I'm gonna strike these matches. Never had control. I'm ready to let go. No, was I fooling myself? I'm gonna spread these ashes. Never had control. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to let go.
When David Bowie's producer says about a singer, there's nothing she can't do, you know you'd better take a listen. More people than ever are going to be doing exactly that when English singer-songwriter Jade Bird releases her long-awaited self-titled debut album this week. She's already been playing sold-out shows on both sides of the Atlantic on the strength of her 2018 breakout single Lottery, but her rich voice could reach the rafters of even larger venues, and no doubt it will. Her sound, centered on her acoustic guitar and keening choruses, has been described as alt-country, and you could definitely put her music on a mixtape with some of the more raucous offerings from Uncle Tupelo and the Jayhawks. Her polished sound comes roaring out of the radio, so you can get ready to hear tracks like her single I Get No Joy just about everywhere.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Beyonce Homecoming 2018.
Okay, so as promised, let's dig a little bit more into Homecoming, the new live album from Beyonce, dropped by surprise all across streaming services this Wednesday. Everyone I know is pretty much freaking out about this.
Yeah, in total Beyonce style, she's like, oh, Coachella's this weekend? Yeah, Ariana, you're doing your thing. But does anybody remember last year? Baychella? Boom. Here's a video and here is the live album. You don't have to bootleg it anymore. I'm offering it up on a silver platter.
And it's such a cool live album. I feel like a lot of live albums just kind of sound like shoutier versions of the songs you love, which, you know, fine, if you're a super fan, whatever, you've seen Bruce Springsteen concert, you want to hear him scream that countdown, great, love a Bruce Springsteen live album. But this is such a carefully curated set, and it unwinds like a mixtape.
Yeah, a lot of people were talking about it because, you know, it was a couple years after Lemonade. She hadn't even talked about the album that she and Jay-Z were going to be putting out. So this was really an opportunity for her to do something special and unique, which with an artist at Beyonce's level, that's really rare to actually see them, you know, off album. It is like a best of album. But she also changes up how a lot of these songs sound because it is for a live audience. So everything's got an extra punch to it. It's at an extra level and it sounds fantastic.
And as part of this tribute to the Black college experience that kind of framed the whole show, she had this marching band, other musicians and dancers on stage with her for the whole show. So throughout this show, all these songs are not just reperformed, but reimagined. And I gotta say, as an unapologetic fan of Fleetwood Mac, The Dance, Tusk, I am glad that someone came out and did a lot more with a marching band on stage.
Yeah, and you know, there isn't just the marching band and the dancers, but the audience themselves. It adds an extra layer to hear everyone screaming and singing along. It just makes you feel like you're really there.
I mean, what kind of artist and what kind of career have you had when you can come right out of the gate with Crazy in Love, Freedom, Formation, and Sorry, just boom, 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 boom. When you can have a 40-track live album and you just leave Halo and Bootylicious on the table. Don't even need them.
No, don't even need those guys. Yeah, it's a really deep and interesting look at an artist that so many people love.
So which was your favorite track on the album, Jade?
Well, see, I'm a sucker for any sort of extra bonus. And she did this cover of Before I Let Go. So that for sure was a highlight for me. Now we had a good
time. That we can I don't know if I could pick just one, but that opening reimagining of Crazy in Love with Jay-Z basically just functioning as a hype man for his wife now, which is beautiful, and it's a cool moment. And she kind of deconstructs the song, so it becomes not just this kind of like party jam, but kind of like a personal anthem, and it really sets the stage for a remarkable experience. Yeah.
When I talk to my friend so quietly,
who we think he is?
Look at what you did to me. Tennis shoes don't even need to buy a new dress. You ain't there, ain't nobody else to impress. It's the way that you know what I thought.
You can hear more of all that new music over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. If you're enjoying our podcast, hey, tell your friends and
tell
loved ones.
Tell your friends, yeah.
We like them too. We want them to be in on this particular party. And the party will resume on Monday with more music news headlines. Have a great weekend, everyone.